Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 5, The Bible as a Textbook. The child's first textbook. The Bible should be the child's first textbook. From this book, parents are to give wise instruction. The Word of God is to be made the rule of the life. From it, the children are to learn that God is their Father, and from the beautiful lessons of His Word, They are to gain a knowledge of his character. Through the inculcation of its principles, they are to learn to do justice and judgment, a book of promises, blessings, and reproofs. The mother must keep her mind refreshed and stored with the promises and blessings of God's Word, and also the forbidden things, that when her children do wrong, she may present as a reproof the words of God and show them how they are grieving the Spirit of God. Teach them that the approbation and smiles of Jesus are of greater value than the praise or flattery or approval of the most wealthy, the most exalted, the most learned of earth. Lead them to Jesus day by day, lovingly, tenderly, earnestly. You must not allow anything to come between you and this great work. Its study builds character. The lessons of the Bible have a moral and religious influence on the character as they are brought into the practical life. Timothy learned and practiced these lessons. The great apostle often drew him out and questioned him in regard to scripture history. He showed him the necessity of shunning every evil way and told him that blessing would surely attend all who are faithful and true, giving them a faithful, noble manhood. A noble all-around manhood does not come by chance. It is the result of the molding process of character building in the early years of youth and a practice of the law of God in the home. God will bless the faithful efforts of all who teach their children as He has directed. It presents God's love as a pleasant theme. The children in every family are to be brought up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Evil propensities are to be controlled, evil tempers subdued, and the children are to be instructed that they are the Lord's property, bought with His own precious blood, and they cannot live a life of pleasure and vanity, have their own will and carry out their own ideas, and yet be numbered among the children of God. The children are to be instructed with kindness and patience. Let the parents teach them of the love of God in such a way that it will be a pleasant theme in the family circle. And let the church take upon them the responsibility of feeding the lambs as well as the sheep of the flock. Its stories bring assurance to the timid child. Only the sense of God's presence can banish the fear that for the timid child would make life a burden. Let him fix in his memory the promise, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them." Psalm 34:7. Let him read that wonderful story of Elisha in the mountain city, and between him and the hosts of armed foemen, a mighty encircling band of heavenly angels. Let him read how Peter, in prison and condemned to death, God's angel appeared, how past the armed guards, the massive doors and great iron gateway with their bolts and bars, the angel led God's servant forth in safety. Let him read of that scene on the sea when to the tempest-tossed soldiers and sailors, worn with labor and watching and long fasting, Paul the prisoner, on his way to trial and execution, spoke those grand words of comfort and hope, of courage and hope. "Be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee." In the faith of this promise, Paul assured his companions, "There shall not an hair fall from the head of any of you." So it came to pass, because there was in that ship one man through whom God could work, the whole shipload of heathen soldiers and sailors was preserved. They escaped all safe to land, Acts 27:22-24 and 34 and 44. These things were not written merely that we might read and wonder, but that the same faith which wrought in God's servants of old might work in us in no less marked a manner than He wrought then will He work now wherever there are hearts of faith to be channels of His power. Be strong in faith and teach your children that we are all dependent upon God. Read to them the story of the four Hebrew children and impress their minds with a realization of the influence for good that was exerted in Daniel's time because of strict adherence to principle. Make the Bible lessons simple. The parents are to teach their children lessons from the Bible, making them so simple that they can be readily understood. Teach your children that the commandments of God must become the rule of their life. Circumstances may occur to separate them from the parents and from their homes, but the lessons of instruction given in childhood and youth will be a blessing to them throughout their lifetime.
Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. We will start with a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, we thank you for another Sabbath that is upon us. We thank you, thanking you for blessing us and keeping us through the week. It's not by chance that we are here. It's because of your mercy, your love, your long-suffering towards us. It's because of your loving us that we're still here, and we want to give you praise and honor and glory. We ask that you will forgive us of our sins, forgive us of our trespasses, whatever we have said, whatever we have done that was not according to your will. We ask that you will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, all that you're doing, seen and unseen. You're keeping back the evil foe from destroying our life and from harming us. So we thank you, even for our family, our children, those with grandchildren. We thank you for your divine protection upon their life. We ask that you will be in the midst of us as we come together to give you praise and glory and honor. May your Holy Spirit fall afresh on us this evening, this evening Sabbath that's starting. And I just thank you again for all my brothers and sisters, family and friends. We ask that you will also bless the speaker in a marked way as when he comes on at the appointed time. Be with him and his wife, his family as a whole. Be with your people throughout the world, the missionary, those that are in places that is not so favorable of the Sabbath. We ask that you will bless our brothers and sisters listening via the internet in Japan, China, South Korea, in the Netherlands, in Canada, in the Caribbean, wherever they may be. We ask that you will touch their hearts, hear their prayer, their cries that come unto your ears, and answer them accordingly. And thank you again ever so much. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Again, amen, brothers and sisters. Just want to welcome you this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. God is good, and he is truly, truly, truly worthy to be praised. So I will just share a reading before I open the line for my brothers and sisters to share. And this is taken from Country Living, Chapter 5. Preparing for the Sunday Law Crisis is the title. Troublous time before us. We are not to locate ourselves where we will be forced into close relation with those who do not honor God. A crisis is soon to come in regards to the observance of Sunday. The Sunday party is strengthening itself in its false claim, and this will mean oppression to those who determine to keep the Sabbath of the Lord. Amen. And that's us, brothers and sisters. We are to place ourselves where we can carry out the Sabbath commandments in its fullness. Say, shall thou labor? The Lord declares, and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. And we are to be careful not to place ourselves where it will be hard for ourselves and our children to keep the Sabbath. So we have to remember that, not to place ourselves where it will be hard for us to keep the Sabbath. Continue. If in the providence of God we can secure places away from the cities, the Lord will have us do this. There are troublous times before us. And it's also found in manuscript 99, page 99, and this is 1908, manuscript 99, 1908. So We have these warnings from over 1900 that Sister White wrote these things for us. And it is high time that we take heed. It's past time for us to get out the cities or ask the Lord to help us and make provision. And we should be preparing mentally, physically, emotionally for what is about to come upon the earth and the preparation that we need to make within our hearts, within our homes, within our, community or whatever it is. Let's ask God to help us and direct us. So please press one if you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading. This is the time to share what the Lord has done. And if you have a song of meditation, a Sabbath song preferably, to bring in the Sabbath, that will be much appreciated. We know we have some great singers on here to use their talents to glorify the Lord. So again, thank you for joining us. Press 1 if you would like to share so that I can open your line. 985-232. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, Sister Carla. And
Amen.
In the prayer line, this is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just thank God for watching over us and bringing us closer to the Sabbath. And I just want to thank him for loving us. And we love the Lord. So we just thank him for us meeting once more. Prayer. Dear God, I thank you that I can move in this life freely, knowing that all I need has been met. I do not count any troubling situation as life-defining. You will always get me through them. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Yes, Lord. The Lord always come in a time of trouble or situation. He always get us through. He always help us out. And we don't have to worry about dealing with too much. And furthermore, we just stay from around that type of situation. That way we know we're in a safe place. And home is always better. And you don't have to deal with a lot of things. And I just thank God for his grace and his mercy. And thank my family. I like to get closer to my family who prays together because I know we stays together in the Lord eyes. That way it won't be no confusing as long as we keep our eyes on the Lord. So I just want to ask prayers for my brothers and sisters in Christ and for those that are looking for Christ and need of Christ and those that don't find Christ. Before it's over, we all will find Christ. We're going to all need him. So I just thank God because when we finish testifying and telling everybody that we need, that God is able and what all God can do, a lot of people are going to be looking for him and going to call him up and get to know him. So I just want to just continue praying for the Four Corners and the sick, the nursing home, and all those under the bridge and wherever they're at, and all my brothers and sisters on that dim light. Amen. Brother John.
Yeah, I tell you, this is Brother John from Louisiana. Just wanted to share of our first year of winter tomorrow down here in Houma, Louisiana. Supposed to be down to the 50s, like that. And it's been a while since we had that cold winter, like, and I don't know how long it's going to last. Maybe a few days get hot again, and maybe at the end of October get back chilly again, or it might just start tomorrow and stay. But just want to say, you know, happy Sabbath, and it's pretty exciting because the weather change and everything, a lot of people getting ready, the coats and everything out, out their closets way back or put up. The realm this weekend, the exciting thing, you know, like the blessing God sent to us. So I just wanted to share that. God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John, for coming on and sharing. Yes, just like out here, it's been raining most of the day. Just stopped, you know, like a couple hours ago, but it's still raining in parts of Tennessee, but the weather has changed and it's a little chilly. So, yes, that winter, fall season is here. It's here. And, you know, most people kind of get sick and the change of weather, from the warm to the cold, and then sometimes back to the warm and cold. So we have to take care of our body and make sure our immune system is strong and we're doing the best we can and asking God to help us to keep the 8 laws of health and to eat proper food, dress properly, and godly trust, which is number one. And pray that we all got those vitamin D from the sun and also vitamin D3, you know, from our food and our vitamins. So may the Lord continue to bless you, Brother John and Sister Brenda and your family, and continue to, you know, trust in the Lord, to surrender all to him, and he will guide you and protect you and keep you, my dear brothers and sisters. Amen. So if there's anyone else who would like to share, please press 1. This is sharing time. Just want to welcome each and every one of you on this line. It's truly a blessing to just be here and to come together with brothers and sisters. And I just thank the Lord for blessing me and just keeping me and providing for me throughout the week, and here another day that, you know, the Lord has made. We ought to be joyful, be glad, and, you know, be happy because the Sabbath day is here. Many did not make it from, you know, last Sabbath to none. They're sleeping in their grave, but we are still here. So let us praise the Lord indeed and give glory and honor to him. Okay, I'll go to the next line, 225-337. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is open.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, yes, my sisters and brothers. This is Sister Leola, and I am calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I would like to sing a song, Sister Carla. I'm singing 654, Holy Day, Jehovah Rest. I want to give God thanks by singing this song, and I'm hoping my voice, although Sister Carla said we all can sing beautiful song, but I don't know about that, but I know one thing. I want God to use me. Amen. Holy day, Jehovah rest of creation week, the best, last of all the chosen seven, blessed of God, what man was given. Welcome, 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 glad we held his presence blessed, tis the great Jehovah rest. First his 6 days was work was done, then the Sabbath was begun. Thus be blessed the seventh day, thus in resting we obey. Thousand habits planned reverse, resting now upon the first. Search the book and you should know, there's no scripture tells them so. All who speak the truth must say, it was Rome who changed the day. In God's word, no change appear through the whole 6,000 years. And when we saw only one great Sabbath law, then I hastened to obey. Plainly, 'twas the only way. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Glad we held his presence blessed. 'Tis the great Jehovah rest. Oh, what's so true? This was a song that pray give God Sabbath the praise. So I just want to thank him for that. And I just want to read a scripture. I just want to read a scripture, sisters and brothers, because truly, as we are living in these times, this is truly will happen. And I want to read chapter 13, and I'm not going to read it all, Sister Carla. I'm just going to read the last verses. Okay, I want to read verse, if I have time, by God's grace, I want to read 15 through 18. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom, brothers and sisters. Let him that had understanding count the number of the mark of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666, 66. Sisters and brothers, this is truly coming. The world is setting up and getting ready. And same for us. God said, get ready, my sisters and brothers, and read and study your word for yourself. Because God says he's coming soon, and we all got to have that character. The Bible said, be ye therefore perfect. To call us, open in my line, and allow me to share this message. I want to thank God for this prayer line also. Keep my family in prayer. I'm so happy to hear my sister and my brother-in-law is doing so well sharing and giving these scriptures. So thank you once again, Sister Carla, and God bless. And I love my brothers and sisters on this prayer line. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Loyola, for coming on and sharing and giving the warning. The time is at hand, brothers and sisters. As we see the Pope coming on doing what he's supposed to do, because he serves a different master from us. So it's not time to get ready. It's time to be ready now. We ought to be ready, brothers and sisters. I know, you know, the word said get ready, but we ought to be ready, and everything should be finalizing within our lives. Sins being done away with. We are confessing to God to forgive us and remove whatever curse, generational curse, sin from our hearts, and asking others to forgive us. And just, you know, this is a time to afflict our soul, brothers and sisters. A trying time is coming upon us, and we can't even fathom, we can't even describe what is going to be upon us, because it has never happened before. I'm wondering if the dark age was like this. I guess probably not. And we know the dark age is what we read of it. It was really terrible. So a lot of people are going to be put to sleep. Let us do our best right now for the master, brothers and sisters. May the Lord help each and every one of us, because we can do nothing without him. So thank you again, my sister. May the Lord continue to bless you and your family and protect you as you go out and give the warning in Louisiana and amongst your brothers and sisters. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Please press 1. Brothers and sisters, it's sharing time with your prayer, with your song. Thanksgiving unto the Lord. It is truly a time to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Amen. 985-381, your line is now open.
Good evening. I thank my sisters in prayer, my family in prayers for praying for me. Sister Power, Sister Leola, Sister Brenda, and all the rest has mm-hmm. been praying for me. I want to read a chapter out of the Bible, and it's Psalm 9. Mm-hmm. It says, the Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, and before the mourning were brought forth, or ever thought had formed the earth and the world, even from the everlasting to the everlasting, thou art God. Thou turn man to destruction and said, return, yea, children of man, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yea yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as a sheep in the morning, and they are like grass which grows up in the morning in the floors and grows up in the evening. It is cut down and withered. I'm going to stop it at 7. For we are consumers by sin angels, and by thy rapture are we troubled. Amen. My name is Pastor Mary Woods, and I give all honor, glory, and thanks. And I ask for prayers for friends, family, and family that in need. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for coming on and sharing, Sister Mary Woods. It's a pleasure to hear you on the prayer line. God is truly waiting for his children, his people, to come on and to give him thanks and to pray and, you know, not be ashamed. We can't be ashamed amongst our family or our friends. And we also come on and give God the praise and the glory, and also encourage others and pray for them, and for us to draw closer to him as we meditate on his word, as we read his words, as we make it a part of our life, our everyday life, you know. So thank you again for coming on, my dear sister. May God continue to bless you and your family. Amen. I'll go to the next caller. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Welcome this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line, 518-650. Your line is now open.
Good evening, everyone.
Amen. Good evening.
My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany in New York. And please remember me and my family in prayer.
Amen.
Sister Barnaby, were you going to pray or going to sing us a song? Or did you have the time?
Yes.
Amen.
Sing our song. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more. Open now the crystal fountain whence the healing streams shall flow. Let the fire and cloudy pillar lead me on my journey to. Strong deliverer, strong deliverer, be thou till my strength and shield. Be thou till my strength and shield. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fears subside. Death of death and health destruction, lead me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises, songs of praises, I will ever give to thee. I will ever give to thee. And I'm going to read just one chapter of Psalms 83 and the 18th verse, that men may know that thou whose name alone is Jehovah art the Most High over all the earth. And I'm going to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, thank you for your holy Sabbath day, Lord. It is a day of worship, of praise, of adoration, to give you all the honor, all the glory, all the praise. Thank you for keeping us throughout the 6 days of toil and labor. And oh God, tonight we can come on the line to give you praise. And worthy though we are, oh God, you love us. Please, Jesus, forgive us of our sins, wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Mold us and fashion us into your likeness and make us into what you want us to be. Father, you see how much we are distressed and how much, oh God, we are not worthy of your calling and your happiness and your joy. But, oh God, you have made us, you put us on this earth for our purpose. So, God, as we come before you tonight, Lord, you know our heart. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, oh God. Cast us not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with your free spirit. Oh God, see us tonight as we come, Lord. We come not because we are good and we come. We only come because we know you are God, and whatever the situation and the problem and the trials and the temptation and whatever we are going through, dear God, you see, you know, you understand. Please, Jesus, never leave us, never forsake us. Always be near us to hear us as we cry. Each one of us on the line, along with our families, oh God, put them before your children, our grandchildren, our brothers and sisters, all our blood family, we put them before you this evening. Oh God, you know the heart, you know the thought. Search us and know our heart, oh God. Try us and know our thought. And Lord, if there be any wicked ways in us, lead us in the way everlasting. Oh God, use our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Father, our faith look up to you, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear us as we pray, oh God, take all our sins away. Oh, let us from this day be wholly thine. Great is your faithfulness, oh God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Lord, you change us not, and your compassion they fail not. As you have been, you will forever will be. Help us to sing of your love, O God. Because endless praise our hearts will give. Lord, you have died so that we are here this evening, O God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for all you have been doing. What you continue to do and what you will forever do. O God, please heal the sick. Please feed the hungry. Please clothe the naked. And please open shelter for the homeless. Lord, freely you receive and freely you give. You provide everything for us, God. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. Lord, all we have needed, your hands have provided. Great is your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for being God. The same yesterday, today, and forever. You never change. You are everywhere at the same time. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for your keeping care and for your tender mercy. Thank you for your love, for your grace, for your protection, for your guidance. Oh, God, hear our cry. Give ear to our words, oh, God. Cover us under your blood. Hold us and fashion us into your likeness. Have mercy upon us according to our loving your kindness. According unto the multitude of your tender mercy, O God, blot out all our iniquity and our sin. We cry to you, Jesus, because we have no one else to cry to. Lord, we have no one else to run to. Use our shield, use our guide, use our comfort. is everything to us. So, Lord, whatever we do, God, and wherever we go, we are asking you to want to be like you in mind, body, and spirit. Control us, God. Give us our clean hands and a pure heart. Help us to hide your word in our heart so that we might not sin against you. Oh, God, help us to look to you, Jesus. Help us to call upon you. Oh, God, hear our prayer, hear our cry, hear our call. Do not leave us. Do not forsake us. Always be near us to hear us when we cry, dear God. Help us to trust in you with all our heart and to lean not unto our own understanding. But, Lord, in all our ways, help us to acknowledge you, because you will direct our path. Lord, your coming is near. Help us to be ready and stay ready, because, Lord, we want to go home to live with you. We don't want to stay in this earth full of sin, full of trouble, full of trials, oh God. Father Jesus, have your way in our life tonight. Take full control of us. Do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. I pray and I give you thanks. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for praying. Thank you for that song. We just want to thank the Lord for you. And we know God is good, and he hears our prayer. He waits for us to call upon him and to present our request, to present, you know, everything to him in prayer. So, again, I want to thank you for coming on. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for praying. And we serve a holy God. We serve a righteous God, and he will not leave us or forsake us. So, okay, I'll go to see if anyone else has pressed one. Amen. Amen. Sorry, brothers and sisters. There was a little pause. But I have Sister Faith on, my dear Sister Faith, and she would like to come on and just give us some encouraging words and to sing a song if she does have a song. And again, please press one if you would like to share at this time. We just want to welcome each and every one of you, and happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath, little Jada. She's on with her. That's her granddaughter. Your line is now open, Sister Faye. Amen.
Hello,
Sister Faye, your line is open. Okay.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Amen. Go ahead.
Okay. So let me... Because I had a song, but I got distracted. Let me just get it back, okay?
Amen.
Can I do that?
Yes, okay. And I'll come back to your line, or? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Please press 1, and when you're ready, just press 1, Sister Faye, so that I can open your line. Is there anyone else who would like to share with a song or praise report, or who would like to offer a prayer? Please press 1 on your telephone keypad, which will indicate to me that you would like to share, and I can go ahead and open your line. We have a few more minutes before the speaker come on, and I just want to welcome each and every one of you for joining us. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters, and God is good, and he's truly, truly worthy to be praised. So I think this is Sister Leola. Your line is open.
Yes, I would like to just offer a prayer for our prayer line and our sisters and brothers. Amen?
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you, Father, on your Sabbath, your holy Sabbath day. Father, as we have entered this day, Father, we are grateful on this prayer line, Lord, to give you honor, praise, and glory. Lord, as we are coming to testify and to share and even to hear the word of God. Oh, Father, as we are here, Lord, we ask in, Father, for your Holy Spirit to be with us tonight. Lord, as you teaching us and leading and guiding us and and given us that understanding we stand in need of, Father. I give, Lord, I pray for each and every one of us to hear the words, Lord, because we are living in a time right now that we are to prepare. And as the Bible says, be ye therefore ready as your Father in heaven, and be perfect. So, Father, I pray right now, Father, for each and every one that will join us, Lord, help us to hear. Help us, Lord. I need you, Jesus, to help me, Lord, to train me the way that I should go. And even, Father, country living, Lord Jesus, I'm not used to it, but, Father, I'm asking you to go before me, and even our sisters and brothers, because all is not used to the country. But, Lord, I'm asking that you prepare them also. And, Lord, forgive us of our sins today. Lord, as we are come before the throne of God, Lord, that sin, as David said, to create in us a clean heart and renew that spirit in us, Lord, we also asking you to wash us, cleanse us, wash us whiter than snow. And Lord, as you continue to do that, Lord, we just continue to ask our Savior as he go into the most holy temple. We asking you, Lord Jesus, to lift up and pray for our children, Lord. Our children need you, Jesus. The youth, Lord, Father, we are praying that they hear you, that they understand you, and they make preparation, Lord, Father. Oh, we thank you tonight and bless your holy name, Father, as we are here to listen. So I want to thank you, and I want to lift up the speaker also, Lord, as he come tonight, Father, to break bread and bring us this the water, the Holy Spirit, how he guide him and lead him, Father. I'm asking that you would help him and give him that word that we need tonight, Father. Oh, Father, bless his family, Lord, Father. We're asking that you give him that courage, Lord, to speak your word. And I thank God that he is one person that's not ashamed to bring the word in, and he bring it clear. So thank you, Father, for blessing us tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla. Amen. Open my line for amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming on and again and to share that prayer. We know more prayer, more power, as the Word of God says in Psalms chapter 37, starting at verse 1, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the work of iniquity. For they, brothers and sisters, shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herbs. And what are we to do? Verse 3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And also we ought to delight ourselves also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desire of thy heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. We have a work to do. We have to have faith and take God's words. They're everlasting. They're promises to us. So let us be hopeful, let us be joyful, and let us be found on the Lord's side. So now go ahead and open the line for Sister Faye. Your line
okay.
is now open, Sister
so,
Faye. Amen.
I'm going to sing a song, Savior, Like a Shepherd Lead Us. The reason why I chose this song is there is a time that we really, really need Jesus to lead us, guide us, direct us. It is now, because we're living in, this is world. My granddaughter just told me that we are living in a rebellious world. And I say, how do you know this big word? Because I didn't know she knew this big word anyway. So I'm going to sing, Savior, like a shepherd lead us. Oh, we need thy tenderest care. In thy pleasant pasture feed us, for you say so forgive. Blessed Jesus,
blessed Jesus, thou hast brought us thine we are. Blessed Jesus, Jesus, thou hast brought us thine we are. We are thine, thus befriend us thee, the guardian of the wind. Keep thy flock from sin, defend us. Seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus. Hear us when we pray. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus. Hear us when we pray. Thou hast promised to receive us, oh, and sinful though we be. Thou hast mercy to relieve us, grace to cleanse us for to flee. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, we will love return to thee. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, we will return to thee.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Beautiful song. Thank you, Sister Faith, for coming on and for sharing. And for Jada also, may the Lord continue to bless you and Jada and her mom and the rest of the family. Amen. 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 Is there anyone else? Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to share before we go into our third prayer and open the line for Brother Ricardo? Is there anyone who would like to share briefly before we go into our third prayer? Okay, so there's no one. And I'd just like to share this this reading from Isaiah chapter 26, starting at verse 20. Isaiah chapter 26, starting at verse 20. And it reads, "Come, my people, enter thou into my chambers and shut the doors about thee. Hide thyself as if it were for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth the earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain." So this is going to be a time of, oh, as never before. Cannot imagine what a time this will be. Brothers and sisters, let us be found covered with the blood of Jesus. Let us be found, you know, trusting in God, and may his mighty angel protect us as we stayed and trust in him with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind. And let us pray to be amongst 144,000, those that shall not see death, but a great multitude going to be put to rest, because this is going to be a trying time as never before. And most of us will not be able to endure it. So God is going to have to seal us, you know, pray that we'll be sealed before we sleep. Amen. So, oh, brothers and sisters, we don't know what it's going to be like, but the word has told us, the word of God has told us what it will be like never before. So let us ask God for wisdom and understanding in his word. And he said he will give, you know, they'll be given dreams, visions. So we'll kind of know, or we will kind of foresee things, and that we will share with others and get them prepared for what is coming on the earth. So let us pray. Kind and loving Father, there's nothing
good that is in us because of your righteousness, because of your mercy, because of your love, that we're still here. We all sinners. We are sinful, but we want to be holy. We want to be like you. We want to be set apart for your glory. And in our sinful state of mind, in our sinful state of being, we cannot do that. But we're dependent upon you to take off this filthy rag and put on the clothes of righteousness, that white robe that we long for. Change our hearts. Take it. We cannot give it. Take our hearts and mold it and shape it, that we might be the man, the woman, the child that you would want us to be, that we will be obedient unto you, even unto death, that we will serve you with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind. Help us to cast off, to do away with those things that displease you, and let us, help us to be righteous in our eating, in our dressing, in our daily living. Help us to keep the 8 laws of health. Help us to be obedient unto you, even your laws and your commandment. Help us to keep your Sabbath holy. We cannot do it within our own strength, but we're asking you to help us to keep it holy, as it is a hedge of protection around us, around our children and grandchildren. Please protect them. Please keep them as the apple of your eyes. Please deliver them from the jaws of the evil one, so that they can come to serve you, who is their first love, who is their creator and their maker, Lord. Please bless our family and friends, our neighbors, our associates, our brothers and sisters near and far. We ask that you will bless the speaker at this time. Fill him with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Renew that his heart will be renewed, and that he will have the power from on high to bring this message. Bless his wife also in a special way. We thank you, Lord. We glorify and we magnify each and every one that's on this line. May you bless them according to your will, according to their prayers, that your name will be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I will open the line for Brother Ricardo. Again, welcome, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. God is love, and he's truly worthy to be praised. 786-448, good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for opening my line.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Faces to another week. The Lord has brought us on our way. God is good, beloved. So a message for on this Vesper night, beloved, the Lord cry of the fourth angel. We're going to look at Revelation 18. But before we go into it, let me just give you a rundown. So we're going to look at the fourth angel of Revelation 18. Revelation 18 is a warning message of what is coming on the earth. God is raising up a class to give the Lord cry of the third angel message to a dying world, to warn everyone to come out of Babylon before the 7 last plagues be poured out. Brothers and sisters, I don't know if some of you know, I know Sister Carla knows this. They do an emergency test regarding the 5G. Beloved, do not take this lightly. For every one of you on this prayer line, if you can get some hat, a thumb, a blanket that can block radiation. So now, all of us, we are like walking internet. What do you call it? Antennas. This is not a joke, beloved, what the government has done a few days ago, October the 4th. And they are coming, beloved, a backup date, October 11th. This is very, very serious. And I'm not trying to put down anyone who are vaccinated. This is going to really affect those who are vaccinated. But thank God, God, we serve a mighty God. We have more on our side than they that are against us. Beloved, we are told that there are going to be such a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. God showed Sister White, beloved, the time of the future, beloved, and it was so bloody, beloved. It was so horrible, beloved. And she said, remove it from me. She don't want to see it. Beloved, no, it's not the time, Advent Light. No, it's not the time to play church. No, it's the time, beloved, we need to come up a little higher. Come up a little higher, beloved.
But before we go into our message, I have to tell you this. The Lord tell me time is running out. And when he tell me that, beloved, then they come up with this emergency that they even warning. Tell you also you must turn off your phone and all these things. Because this emergency they bring out, beloved, it can change the behavior. And they are putting, Hollywood is putting these things in the movies, beloved. Multiple movies, beloved. Like a frequency that they turn up the frequency and the people behavior change. And people's walking like zombie, beloved. These things is very, very serious. We have to get it right. Even if some of us die with their draconian laws and all of these things, beloved, whatever they are doing, their devices, beloved, we just want to make sure that we are right with God. Amen? Because at the end of the day, beloved, live or die. We just want to make sure that our name is in the book. Now, beloved, they come up with a new idea. They are saying that here, vaccine, you don't need to take the jab, no more needle. So what they're going to do, they realize that the majority don't want to take it, so we're going to put it in the air, the atmosphere we breathe. The air we breathe, beloved, sorry, the air we breathe. So, beloved, there's a lot of things going on. Lord have mercy. I can't show you these current events and all of these articles. I just have to talk. But, beloved, we have to go back to our message. We are told it is present truth the flock need now. The woman of God said, I saw a danger that the ministers, they are running off from the important point. We are running off from the important point. That's why the Adventist, the body of the Adventist church, we are not equipped, beloved. Some of us are far off. We don't know none of these things, beloved. Fed now and all of these things, beloved. Cashless society and all of these things is coming on the rising, beloved. And all of these things, the mark of the beast, Sunday law, Sunday worship by law, beloved. And so many of us, beloved, some of us, beloved, when we come on this prayer line, we don't even want to take notes. We don't even want to take the scripture. God bless those of you who are taking notes. I know some of you are taking notes. Beloved, this is our message, beloved. The time is coming that you will not even able to use your phone. This radiation, this test, beloved, that they are showing that they're going to control everything and they're going to lock us down, beloved. You remember 2020? Something greater is coming. They are talking about the disease X. Beloved, you're going to see sick ones, we are told. There are going to be many sick ones. And God wants to pour out his Holy Spirit, beloved, to empower us if we are right. Whatever you see are the artificial intelligence and AI and all of these things, demons, our government, they are turned over to Satan. Aliens and all of these things, these are not aliens, these are demons, fallen angels. And God is trying to wake us up as a people. He wants to fall the early and latter in the Holy Spirit without measure, beloved, to empower us. We will have power, beloved, to resurrect the dead. When all of these people, they are going through all of these things, seizures and all of these things, no herbs can cure them. When we heal, we will place our hand and say, in the name of Jesus, that person can recover. But if we are not ready, Lord have mercy. Woe unto us, beloved. Advent light. I am not here to waste your time. Don't waste the Father time. Don't waste Jesus, your high priest time. Don't waste the Holy Spirit time. Please don't grieve the Holy Spirit where you are sealed unto the day of redemption. And don't waste my time. Don't waste Sister Carla time. Beloved, it's high time to wake out of sleep, beloved. It's not enough, beloved, to just go to church on a Saturday, beloved. The Bible says, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue and stood up to read. But when Jesus go to church, beloved, he's hardly helping the sick, telling them the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. Turn. Why shall you die? Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come before your presence. My heart, oh God, aching. My heart is bleeding while I'm speaking to your people. Because, Lord, I see that I need to come up a little higher myself. Even though I try to pray more, read a word more, study more, oh God, witness more, tell others about your love, Lord, I still need more of you. We need more of you, Lord, as I encourage my brothers and sisters. But one day, oh God, if I remain faithful, you will show me the fruit of the labor that you have given unto me. Somebody on this prayer line, if I make it, will meet me in heaven and say, my brother, all the time I'm in the background listening, taking notes. While you speak to me, the Holy Spirit speak to you and prick my heart. Cause me to cry. Cause me to go on my knees. To show me that I am a backslider. Lord, I pray this will be the future. I want to see it. Somebody on this prayer line will make it. If we die in the crisis, oh God, this is not what we're not supposed to face, the death, but the death that we must afraid of, the second death, oh God. Some will remain alive and some will pass away. But the greatest thing that you want, our heart, oh God, Lord, unto to this evening and this Vesper day, I present everyone in the hearing of my voice and everyone who are about to go listen to it in the future, this recording. I pray that, Lord, they will make their calling. All of us will make our calling and election sure. Satan is not playing. The government is not playing. The wicked power that be, the dark world, they are not playing. They realize that a stupendous crisis is about to come upon the world, and we Adventists, we have all of the writings, all of the blueprint, the roadmap to show us the end, the great controversy, the end, the beginning and the end, and Lord. But Lord, I pray that this message that you've given to me to share with my brothers and sisters, their eyes will be open. Give us your high side. Holy Spirit, we ask you to take control. Touch my lips and purge me from all unrighteousness. Touch my brothers and sisters, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit fill the presence of their dwelling. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So, beloved, arm yourself. Not with weapons, but with the word of God. Amen. Go with me to Revelation 18, verse 1. Many of you are familiar with Revelation 18, verse 1, but this time we're going to go into it because this is not coming from a second hand. This is coming from straight from heaven bakery. Amen. This message is fresh off the press, coming from Christ Jesus himself. Amen. This is a revelation God have given to me, and everything that God have given to me, beloved, every time when I study, my desire is to come on this prayer line and to share. Every Friday evening, I do not come on here with carelessly. I come on this prayer line with joy, want to educate, want to edify, want to encourage you all. Revelation 18, too much of me now. Go, let God speak now. Amen. Revelation 18, verse 1. Revelation, Lord, bless your word in Jesus' name. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven. Don't move too fast, lest you miss the blessing. Where is this angel coming down from? Heaven, right? Having what? Great power. And the earth was lightened with his glory. So now, beloved, we're going to do our Bible study right now. Are you with me? We know it's Vesper, beloved. The time is running out. We are told, beloved, truths that we are learning, we must learn them in weeks and what, beloved? Months. Amen? So, beloved, bear with me now. Listen now. Let us go back. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from where? Heaven. Having great power. So now we know, watch this now, beloved. I want you to follow me now and put everything to the law and to the testimony. Amen. This is deep now. Where in heaven is this angel coming from? You say, my brother, what kind of question you asking me now? Now, beloved, watch this now. I saw another angel come down from heaven. Where is Jesus now? All right, yes, in the most holy place of the heavenly what? Sanctuary. Amen. So now, remember now, I saw another angel come down from where? Heaven. Question for you now. Where in heaven is this angel coming from? Ah, Go with me to Revelation 14:6. Revelation 14:6. Write it down, beloved. You can't even put, beloved, you can't even take, even write down the questions. Listen, make these studies your own and share them. This is not Brother Ricardo's study, amen? This is God's word, amen? Because if I drop down, God forbid, this word, the word of God will still be here, amen? So, beloved, I want you to take notes and make these things your own study, amen? To give God the praise, amen? Listen up, beloved. Remember, I saw another angel come down from heaven. We want to visualize what is going on because God is sending a message, right? And the angel is coming down from heaven with great power. We're going to look at this great power too, right? And we want to know what is this, that light in the earth. We know that it is glory. But we're going to go in depth and in detail. Watch this now. Remember, I saw another angel come down from heaven, right? And I asked you the question, where in heaven is this angel coming from? Where in heaven is this angel coming from? We're going to go over this maybe three weeks by God's grace because this is a lot. We're going to break all of these verses down. Bear with me now. Too much of them. Let me go into the word now. Listen now. Revelation 14:6. We are familiar with these verses. Because we're going to read them with deeper revelation now. Oh, Lord, touch your people. Enlighten our understanding with your revelation from heaven. Let the holy angel dispatch around each and every one of my brothers dwelling who are listening in Jesus' name. Remove sleep and tiredness away from us, O God, in Jesus' name. Remember this angel come down from heaven? No, we want to know where in heaven is this angel coming from, right? Now, Revelation 14:6, and I saw another angel, what? Fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. What I want to look at, beloved, I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven. You see a camera right there? Don't move too fast. Let's miss the blessing. Amen. I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven. What does this mean? What does this mean? What does the word midst mean? The word midst, you see that word? Remember, fly in the midst of heaven. In Revelation 18 again, I saw another angel come down from heaven, amen. Now in Revelation 14:6 now, and I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven. Hold it. The word midst mean middle or center. So you could say now, I saw another angel come down from the middle or the center of heaven. Remember now, before we go, the book of Revelation is written in what? Symbols, amen. So before I go now, so I don't want to go off the wall, because you remember, everything must be to the law and to the what? Testimony, amen? But before we move on, our beloved, we're going to go deeper. But let me lay a little foundation again with you with Revelation, amen? Revelation is written in codes and symbols, amen? Parables, amen? Watch this now, Revelation 1. I'm reading Revelation 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Who's going to give us the revelation of Jesus Christ? Remember, the Holy Spirit, amen? The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to shew unto his servants things which must shortly come to what? Pass. And he sent and signified. That word signify put in codes or symbols. Amen. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant who? John. Amen. Now watch this right here. Verse 3. God pronounced a what? A blessing on the what? The reading of his word, right? Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of what? This prophecy and what? Keep those things which are what? Written what? Therein, for the end is at what? Hand. Amen? And I think it's in Revelation 22 verse. Let me go there if I find it quickly. I'm coming back, beloved. Let me see if I find this one for you. I think it's Revelation 14. Revelation 22. If I don't find it, I just move on. Okay, so we lay the foundation with Revelation, right? So Revelation is written in what, beloved? Symbols, all right? Or codes, amen? Or you could say parables. So now, the only one that's going to help us to understand the Holy Scripture is who? Who is our divine teacher? The Holy Spirit. Are you with me? Remember, we are talking about heavenly things. Remember Nicodemus coming to Jesus? Jesus was talking about Nicodemus. You must be born again. And Jesus said, Nicodemus, how is it that you are teacher of Israel? I tell you earthly things that if I tell you, you don't understand. What if I tell you spiritual, heavenly things? Are you with me now? We are talking about heavenly things. In order for us to understand heavenly things, beloved, this study is very, 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 very deep. Are you with me? I'm helping you out. I'm going to 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm going to 1 Corinthians, beloved. I'm coming back. I'm not off the wall now. Be with me. Amen. 1 Corinthians, we're going somewhere. We want you to understand God's word clearly. Amen. What we are reading. Because you're going to see God's word. God's word is so powerful, beloved. We can't exhaust the three angel message. Amen. Listen now. In Revelation chapter, no, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. It says, but as it is written, I have not what? Seen the first angel. I have not what? Seen the second angel. I have not what? Seen the third angel. I have not what? Seen what Jesus Christ is doing in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. I have not seen that probation about to close. I have not seen that Jesus Christ about to stand up. I have not seen that our case is about to come at the bar of God. I have not seen that we are about to go into a cashless society. I have not seen that, beloved, that we're going to go into a financial depression. I have not seen, but as it is written, I have not seen, but hear, nor hear heard, neither have entered into the what? The hearts of men, the things which God was, had what? Prepare for who? Them that who? Love him. But listen now, but God of what? Reveal him unto us by his what? His spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit. For the spirit searcheth us, what? All things, yea, the deep things of who? God. Amen. Watch this now. Key. This is where I want to carry you go at. Verse 12 and 13. Verse 13 and 14, sorry. The things which we also speak, not in words which man wisdom teaches. Are you with me? This is not what man wisdom teaches. I'm giving the wisdom of heaven. Amen. Bear with me now. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. Which things also we speak, not in words which man wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost, who is the teacher, which the Holy Ghost teacheth, compare spiritual things with what? Spiritual. In other words, line upon line, precept upon precept, hear a little and what? Dear a little. Amen. This is what we are doing now. Watch this now. Because many do not understand the book of Revelation. Why? Listen now. Key. Verse 14, but the natural man, who is the natural man? The unconverted man, the carnal man, the sinful man. Watch this now. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the spirit of God. For they are what? Foolishness unto him. Why they are foolishness unto him? Neither can he know them. Why are these, the word of God is foolishness unto many? Why they cannot know them? Why? Listen now. Neither can he know them. Why? Because they are what? Spiritually what? Discern. Now you understand when Nicodemus come to Jesus, Jesus was saying, Nicodemus, you must be born again. Because what I'm telling you, Nicodemus, they are spiritual discern. Amen? So watch this now. Let us come back now. I know maybe some of you, these things may jump over your head, but I'm going to go back. Revelation 18, 1. Again. Revelation 18, 1. Let me calm down a little bit. Sometimes when I get excited, beloved, I'm moving. Amen? But it's not about going fast. It's about God, people get the message. Amen? Revelation 18:1. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven again, right? Having great power. And the earth was lightened with his glory. We're going over all of these things. Revelation, we're going to break down Revelation 18, verse 1 to the T. Amen? By the help of the Holy Spirit. Now, remember, I saw another angel come down from heaven. We're looking at Revelation 18:1 again. So now, question again. Where in heaven is this angel coming from? I want to know, where in heaven is this angel coming from? Remember the question, asking the question, the Bible is the answer. Amen? Not my opinion. Revelation 14:6 again. Revelation 14:6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting what? Gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth and to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. This is what I want now. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, right? The word midst mean center or what? Middle, right? You can check me on these things. Now, if you go back to Revelation now, so now you know that this angel come down from heaven, but this angel is coming down from what? The midst of heaven or the center of heaven. Let us look back at Revelation 18:1 again. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven. So now you know where is this angel coming from, right? In the middle or in the center? So now, question now, beloved. If this angel is flying in the midst of heaven in Revelation 14, 6, if this angel is flying in the midst of heaven, watch this now. Because God, the angels, they are going back and forth to heaven and earth. So an angel is supposed to go to God, the Father and the Son. They are going for, God is communicating to them to bring message to us. Are you with me, beloved? So I want to know what is in the midst of heaven. In heaven, I'm talking, where God resides, right? Now, question for you. What is in the midst of heaven? Remember now, we know the word midst mean. What does the word midst mean? Middle or center. Are you with me? So we see this angel in Revelation 14 again, flying in the midst of heaven, or in the center of heaven, right? We want to know what is in the midst of heaven. Because God, Jesus Christ is communicating, our high priest is communicating to us from heaven, right? But we are in heaven. The only Adventist church of this message, the only denomination on earth, Jesus Christ is in here, heaven, right? Our high priest of our confession, right? So now he's in the midst of heaven, or in the center of heaven where Jesus is at. What is in the midst of heaven? Go with me to Revelation 7:17. Revelation 7:17. Now you're going to look at, now you're going to see this, beloved. Deep. Now when you read Revelation, you're going to, Revelation 18, you're going to connect the dot. Mercy. What a mighty God you serve. I'm going to keep my seatbelt on, beloved, because if I remove my seatbelt, I'll get too excited. Amen? Let me calm down. Watch this now, beloved. Now, remember, this angel is lying there, midst of heaven, right? And I want to know what is in the midst of heaven. Revelation 7, verse 17. For the Lamb, who is this Lamb? If you want to know who is this Lamb, John 1, 29. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne, hold it right here, shall see them. You see a camera right there, right? Don't move too fast, lest you miss the blessing. Amen. Lord, Advent light, are you hearing this? Light from heaven is supposed to flash in your mind. What is in the midst of heaven? We know Jesus is in heaven, right? The throne. Beloved, you read it. Listen again. For the Lamb, which is in the midst, the word midst again. You catch it. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall see them. Now, we will look at Revelation 18, verse 1 again. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven. So we can say this angel is coming down from heaven, in the midst of heaven, or in the center of heaven. What is in the center of heaven? The throne of God. In other words, let me give you an example. Remember the earthly sanctuary? When God told Moses to build the sanctuary, what was in the midst of the people, the middle? The sanctuary, and the people surrounded the sanctuary. Ah! Now you catch it, beloved. Amen. Light bulb is turning on. Amen. Amen. To God be the praise. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them. Jesus is feeding us with his revelation from heaven, dreams, and his word, the everlasting gospel. This is what he's feeding us with. Shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Some of us, when we hear all these draconian laws, Lord have mercy. All of this sigh and pain, we are told to cry. God going to wipe away what? All of our tears. Amen. Good days is coming. Now, beloved, so now we see this angel come down from heaven, flying in the midst or in the center of heaven. But we realize what is in the center of heaven now? The throne of God. You read it from the Bible. Amen? Bible now. Can we move on? All right, now question again for you. Which direction is the angel flying from? He said, brother, my brother, where are you going? This is deep. Amen? We're looking at Revelation 18. We are told in the spirit of prophecy, God's going to reveal more light of his word to us in the last days, beloved. This is what going on Advent life. Take notes. Write it down. Go with me now. Revelation 7, verse 2. Which direction is the angel flying from? So now we see that the angel is coming from, coming down. This angel come down from heaven. We are in heaven, in the midst, in the middle, or in the center. What is in the center now? The throne of God. Who is at the throne of God? The Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, our Savior, our High Priest. Amen? Watch this now. Revelation. Now, we want to know which direction is the angel flying from. Revelation 7, verse 2. And after, and I saw another angel ascended from the east. Holy. Which direction the angel is coming from? The east. Beloved, this is sanctuary talk. Lord, I'm crazy. I get excited. Calm down, my brothers. And after, and I saw another angel ascended from the east, having the seal of the living God. Holy. Who have a message on the seal of God? Adventists, where is this message coming from? The heaven. We are in heaven, in the center. What is in the center? The throne of God. But where can we find which direction is the throne or which direction is the sanctuary of God? In the way of the east. Love it, you don't get it. You miss your blessing. Come dancing right now. Holy dancing though. Amen. Listen, let us move on. And after, and I saw another angel ascended from where? The east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to earth, the earth and the what? The sea. Are you with me? No. We're looking at the word east. Amen. We want to clarify this with Bible. Amen. You don't want Brother Ricardo word. Let us see what God has to say. Because we want to know if God is in, when he's coming, if he's coming in the way of the east, when he go back and forth, which direction is coming from? Let us go to Ezekiel, Ezekiel 43, verse 1 and 2. Ezekiel 43, verse 1 and 2. Remember again, Revelation 18, I'm repeating these things. Revelation 18, while you're going there, while you're going to Ezekiel 43, chapter 43, verse 1 and 2. Remember, this angel come down from heaven, right? And where in heaven is coming from? In the midst, in the middle, right? What is in the middle of heaven? The throne of God. Who was the throne? Who is at the throne of God? The Lamb. Who is the Lamb? Jesus Christ, our High Priest. Amen? Now, which direction is this angel flying? In the way of the east. Now, we're going to look at God when God is moving now. Look now, beloved. Ezekiel 43, verse 1 and 2. And afterward, he brought me to the gate, even the gate that looketh toward the east. And behold, the glory of the Lord of Israel came from the way of where? The glory of who? Who? God of Israel came from where? The way of the east. And his voice was like a noise of many waters. And the earth shined with his what? Glory. Go back to Revelation 18. Keep a finger at Ezekiel. Keep a finger at Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 2. And the earth shined with his glory. Remember now, Revelation 18. Revelation 18, one again. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power. So because the angels in God's presence, beloved, the very message that they have is full of light. It has the power of God to transform, to redeem us from sin, to deliver us from the tempter, beloved. Are you with me? So because the angels, they are in the presence of God, God is sending this angel represent a symbolizing his own people who have a message on the seal of God. Are you with me, beloved? So because they have the message of God and they have the character of Jesus Christ, now their character going to be shining with the brightness of Jesus Christ's glory. Are you with me? And the earth lightened with his glory. So we see that God, the glory of God, come from the what? The way of the east, right? So now when Jesus going to put in his appearance, as the lightning shineth from the east unto the west, so will be the Son of Man. And why did the church need connection, beloved? Jesus Christ is coming, and we have a message, beloved. We have to preach it. We have to emphasize it. We have to tell it, beloved. We cannot get bored by our message. I am not bored. Beloved, I'm so joyful. Let me calm down. Listen now, beloved. Let us come back. And behold, let us go back to Ezekiel 43. And behold, the glory of God of Israel came from the way of where? The east. And his voice was like a noise of many waters, right? Many waters, right? And the earth shineth with his what? His glory. So remember, in God's presence is nothing but what? Light. So because the message comes from where? Heaven. It's shining with the light of God. And everyone who partake of it and accept it and live it out in their life, the very message, because it comes from the presence of God, the message is alive. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are life and they are what? They are spirit. It become alive. It become part of you. It brings light in your soul and to light up your soul with the glory and the revelation of Jesus Christ. What a mighty God we serve. So now we see God's presence is coming from the way of the east, right? Now then let's look at Jesus' second coming. Go with me to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. We're going to read some Bible verse right here. We're dealing with the east, beloved. Remember, this angel come down from heaven. He coming with the everlasting gospel. And this angel is repeating the message of Revelation 14. First, second, and third angel message. Are you with me? Watch this now, beloved. This is beautiful. Revelation 24, verse 27. Chapter 24, verse 27. Listen now, beloved. Remember, God's glory is coming from the way of the east. Watch this word, east. Remember, I asked you which direction the angel is referring from, in the way of the east. And I show you when God is going to visit his people, he's going to come and redeem us. He's going to come, his glory is going to come from the way of the east, coming from the way, the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. This is where the last scene is going on, beloved. The great controversy for our souls. Watch this now, beloved. Matthew chapter 24, verse 27. For as the lightning shineth out of the east. For as the lightning cometh out of the east. Where the lightning come from first? Where? The east. And shineth unto the west. So shall also the coming of who? The son of who? So holy. The lightning flash first where? In the way of the east. So God, Jesus Christ is speaking, is giving us a demonstration of his second coming. When we see when probation closes and all of these things, when the cloud is coming down, this cloud is coming, Jesus appearance is going to come from the way of the east. Hold it right there. Not only that, Jesus also sent a message on health, but it's coming with healing. What do you mean by that? This is the third angel message along with the health message, which is the entering wedge. Are you with me? So now in Malachi chapter 4, because remember now, watch this, the word east. Malachi chapter 4, write this one down. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Jesus said, unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise. Where does the noonday sun arise? In the east, right? And set in the west. Is these words a coincidence, beloved? We are getting some powerful revelation from heaven. Go back with me to Matthew chapter 24. Read verse 27 again. Verse 27. For as the lightning cometh out of the east. Lightning of light, right? It can kill you. But not only that, Jesus is sending a message. And it's coming from the way of the east. That's saving health. Watch this now. Go with me. This is not in my notes, but the Lord bring me somewhere. Go with me to, I think in Psalm 62. Let me go there quickly. The saving health. Jesus said, unto you that fear my name in Malachi chapter 2, chapter 4, verse 2, unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. So Jesus is sending also a message, the health message that supposed to be, beloved, going forth, I think is, Psalm 67, verse 2. Remember now, God is sending a message from heaven, the everlasting gospel, and also the help message, which to restore us, because God said, I wish above all things that you be in good health, even as thy what? Soul prospereth. Are you with me, beloved? This is another message. But let me just give you a health nugget right here. Psalm 67, my apologies, Psalm 67, verse 2. Psalm 67, verse 2. That thy way may be known upon the earth. Remember, God is coming from, his glory is coming from the way of the east. All eyes going to see him, right? So now watch this now. That thy way may be known upon the earth. So before Jesus comes, what way everybody going to know? Everybody's supposed to know the first, second, and third of your message. The whole world. And what else? The health message. Because the health message is an entering wedge going to bring them in. Bring in these sick ones. And when you bring them in, now you get their confidence. You win them over. Now you can bring the first, second, and third angel message. Are you with me, beloved? To show them that there is a balm in Gilead and there is a physician there. Who is him? Jesus. Come and see a man. Let us see what this man has to say. That thy way may be known upon the earth. Thy saving what? Saving what? Health. The CDC and the FDA, beloved, the power that be, the Rockefellers and all of them, what they try to do, they try to destroy our health. But God tried to what? Restore our health. God tried to save our health. Are you hearing this, beloved? There is hope, Lord, that thy way may be known upon what? The hurt. What way? Thy saving health among who? All who? Nations. Now you understand. Revelation 14:6. For I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel. Who this everlasting gospel need to go to? For I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the what? The ever who? Lasting what? Gospel to preach unto who? Every nation. Holy. The everlasting gospel needs to go to who? Every nation. The health message needs to go to who? Lord, I drink like no reason. The everlasting gospel, the health message must go to where? Who? All nations. Let us read it again. That thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let us come back to east now. Remember, the Son, Jesus said, unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of what? Righteousness arise with healing. What is this healing? The health message. The saving health. To save you from the draconian law. From save you from the snake bite. The poison. Are you with me? The earth is the healing of the nation. Are you with me? Go with me to Zechariah 14:4. Zechariah 14:4. Zechariah 14:4. Beloved, watch this now, because Jesus is coming and he's going to defeat, he's going to destroy the wicked. So he tried to prepare us, to seal us, so we can say and stand and say, this is the God who we are waiting for. He will save us. So his presence will not consume us. Are you with me, beloved? Because remember, the message is coming from heaven. This angel is coming down with great power, and the earth is alighting with his glory. This light going to consume the wicked. Are you with me? But God so loved us so much that he gave us Jesus Christ to prepare us so we can be righted with the latter rain in these last days. Are you with me? Under the third angel message, along with the health message. Are you with me? To prepare us, beloved, for the bridegroom. Are you with me? We are going home, Advent light. Let us move on, beloved. Chapter 14, verse 4. Beloved, the Holy Spirit is in this place, beloved. Amen. Amen. Let us read now. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 4. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem, on the where? East. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst, remember that word again, midst, there towards where? East and towards the west. And there shall be a very great valley, the valley of decision. Though I walk in the valley of decision, though we walk in the valley of decision and the shadow of death, but God shall prepare a table before you at the light. What is this table? The word of God. Amen. And there shall be a valley, a great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove Why the mountain gonna be removed? And half of the mountain shall be removed towards the north and half of it towards the south, right? Why? Let us look at another verse that is same thing, similar, saying the same thing. Go with me to Isaiah 64, verse 1 and 2. Same thing we're going to read. You're going to look at the same verses again, amen? But Isaiah is going to clarify some stuff for us, amen? Let the Bible speak, amen? Not my opinion, but the word of God, amen? Let the Holy Spirit speak to our heart tonight, amen? Isaiah 64, write it down. Isaiah 64, write it down. Isaiah 64, verse 1 and 2. How that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down. Remember, he's coming down. Before God the Father, before Christ come down, he's sending a message. The angels, they are going back and forth. He's sending messengers. Are you with me? Angel represent messenger or minister. Or you could say angelos. Amen? Listen, that thou wouldest rend the heavens and that thou wouldest come down. Who gonna come down? That the mountains might flow down at thy what? Presence. Holy. That thou wouldest rend the heavens and that thou wouldest come down. So when God come down, his presence come down, what gonna happen? That the mountains might flow down, go flat, get flat. At thy what? Presence. Verse 2. As when the melting fire burn it. Remember, God's presence is a consuming fire. And his will let none of us to perish, but all of us come to what? Repentance. So you see, you serve a mighty God. Amen? So if any one of us, we are lost, it is nobody's fault but our fault. Amen? Listen now. And when the melting fire burn it, the fire cast set the waters to boil. We are told that the seven last plagues, because of God's presence is coming, the sea gonna boil like pot. Amen. Listen now. The fire causes the water to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. We will not tremble at his presence. We will say this is the God who we are waiting for. We ain't gonna run from him to the rock and to the mountain and say hide us from him. Fearful and tremble at his presence. No. Are you with me? So we see God is sending us a message, and he loves us so much as Adventists to give us this message, beloved. Are you with me, beloved? So we see that this angel is coming down from heaven. We are in heaven, in the midst of heaven. What is this midst? Middle or center? What is in the midst of heaven? The throne of God. Who is at the throne of God? Jesus, our high priest. Amen? So which direction this angel is flying from in heaven? In the way of the east, right? So we see that when God's presence is coming, it's coming in the way of the east. We see when the Son of Man is coming, it's coming the way of the east. Are you with me? So not only that, God sent this everlasting gospel from the sanctuary, amen? And not only that, you see that the human family, we are dying. He realized that he sees this future, because even the plant-based food that we are eating, they are poison, putting all of these things, beloved. Are you with me? But God said, I'm going to send a health message, even though we pray, beloved, Lord have mercy, some things that you and I even know we are trying to eat right. You didn't even know that we are putting in our body, beloved, but by the mercy of God, we still here, amen? So we show that we serve a mighty God. Thank God, so we are told that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, amen, beloved? Let us move on. What is this great power that the angel comes with? Go back with me to Revelation 18:1 again. We're breaking down Revelation 18, then we're going to go to verse 2, verse 3, and verse 4. But we're looking at verse 1 still. Revelation 18:1. Go back with me to Revelation 18:1. We're looking at it, beloved. Look at it till your eye gets tired, amen? Your eye ain't going to get tired because we're in the presence of God. You just have so much joy. That's why the sheriffim them say, holy, 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 beloved. Too much revelation, beloved. Holy, such a joy. Holy. Is the Lamb. And when we in his presence, we're going to say hallelujah to the Lamb. Amen, beloved. So you better get acquainted with the presence of God. Amen. Because we ain't going to get bored in God's presence. Amen. So this is a training ground for us. Amen. Because through eternity, beloved, we're going to be joyous, beloved, happy ever after. Are you with me? Revelation 18:1. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven. Understand so far. Having great power. and the earth was lightened with his glory. We're familiar what is this, having this great power. Go with me to Romans chapter 1. We want to know what is this great power that the angel comes with. We want to know what is this great power. Because the angel comes down from heaven, right? Having great power. What is this great power? I want to know. Are you with me? Because we want this power so our life can be transformed. Amen? Go with me to Romans. Mercy, time run out so fast. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. So who's coming with this gospel? The angel. Like, whose gospel is this? Jesus, right? Who gives the angel the gospel? The Lamb of God, our high priest. Are you with me? So now I want you to understand. When Paul says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, are you with me? Because he said, I am not ashamed of what? The gospel of Christ, right? For he says, for it is what? The power of God. And to what? Salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first and also who? To who? The Greeks. So that is not a respecter of who? Persons. Are you with me? So this power, God is wanting to give unto every one of us. So because of this, the gospel is coming from heaven. It's coming with the power of God, beloved. And everyone who accepts what Jesus has done for them on Calvary cross, everyone who dwells and feasts upon the word of God, this power, the everlasting gospel, is going to transform you and I on a daily basis. That's what the Bible says. If any man be in Christ, he is a new what? Creature. The gospel, beloved. So because it's of the power of God, the everlasting gospel is of the power of God. It is good news, beloved. It transforms you. It changes your ideas. It changes your taste buds. It changes the way you live. Are you with me? Now, one more step. Go one more step with me. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. We're looking at this power. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. We're looking at this power, beloved. You know, you're familiar with these things, but we're going deeper and deeper. Are you with me? Acts chapter 1, verse 8. We're looking at this power. Are you with me? Because remember, the message is coming from where? Heaven. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus said, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. So the gospel is coming from where? Heaven. Remember, Jesus said, I must go away so the comforter can come. And the comfort. So the comforter is coming with the what? The gospel. Who's going to help us to understand the gospel? The Bible, the Holy Spirit. That is the Holy Spirit duty. And also to reprove us from sin. Of sin. Are you with me? So when he reprove you and you feel ashamed of yourself, no, he come in and what? Comfort you. Are you with me? He starts to encourage you. Amen? And point you to Christ. Amen? And tell you to what? To repent. Amen? Let us move on. But you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be what? Witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't have no burden to go knock upon no doors. People are going to spit in your face, throw water, slam the door. Get out of my face! Because, sorry, beloved. I'm so excited, beloved. The gospel, beloved. When I'm in the word of God, deal with me, beloved. I'm so excited. I can't contain myself, amen. My wife here pulling my leg. But hey, deal with me. Beloved, what is the purpose of us receiving the gospel? To become witnesses? Listen again. But you shall receive power. When you receive the power now, the Holy Spirit come upon you, empower you. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Mm-hmm. So I received the Holy Spirit, right? Advent light. So now, what is my duty now? The Holy Spirit is going to come upon you and to give you this desire. What is the desire? That you shall be witnesses, meaning you have burden for soul. You want to witness. That you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the utmost parts of the earth. One more step, beloved, then we close. Beloved, it's sweet. It's sweet. No, we have a few more minutes. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. 1 Corinthians, we're looking at the power. Power, beloved. We need power. Amen? Power to get victory. Power so we can be obedient. Amen? And I think Acts chapter 5, verse 32. Yes. Acts chapter 5. We're dealing with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the power. And also the word is of God is powerful. Amen? Come with power. Watch this now, beloved. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, right? But unto us which are saved, it is a... So the preaching of the word, it is what? power of God unto them that believe and hear it. What do you mean hear? Faith. Faith come by what? Hearing, and hearing of the word of God. Go with me to Acts, I think Acts 5, yes. Acts chapter 5, I believe, yes. Acts chapter 5. So now how can we treat this Holy Spirit? How can we make sure that we have this Holy Spirit on a daily basis? Watch this now. Watch this now. Because a lot of us, we are still a Christian, but we are a dry tree. We all come before each other, we have a front, a facade, laughing and smiling, but we know that, beloved, we ain't got no joy. But listen now, beloved, this is the real joy. Watch this now. Acts chapter 5, verse 32, looking at the power. This angel come down with great power. Acts chapter 5, verse 32. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so, what I'm reading, and now we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost. We are witnesses, and also who? The Holy Ghost. It's not you doing the witness. It's the Holy Ghost. Are you seeing this, beloved? Remember, Jesus said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you. Watch this now. Listen again. Read carefully, keenly, with details. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also who? The Holy Ghost, whom God had given to them that obey him. Holy. When you accept Jesus Christ, we know that we receive the Holy Spirit. But to maintain this Holy Spirit, beloved, God will always give you the Holy Spirit if we are what? Obedient. If we are obedient to him, so tonight, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Harden not your heart. Many Adventists are saying that we must come fellowship, and it's focusing on just sit in each other's presence. We are malnourished on the truth. Some of us, we are get so fat on the truth. And people are dying in crisis grave. If you are following Jesus, follow Jesus' method, not man. I am just a messenger, a mailman, amen? So, beloved, I love you all, and my duty is to give you the truth. And your duty is to pray for me that self will not be seen in me, that I will remain humble and be faithful unto God and be a true soldier. So while I try to lift you up, beloved, in the battlefield, you have to lift up my hands. Amen. So sometimes we get tired. Amen. We have this mountain together. Amen. So let us pray. Father in heaven, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you glory. Lord, your word is so sweet, oh God. Lord, have mercy. Jeremiah said, thy word was found and I did eat them. Thy word was rejoicing and rejoice of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O God of hosts. Lord, Job said, esteem thy word more than my necessary food. I will not go back on the words, on your words. Help us to stay fast, stood fast on your words. Help us not to neglect such a great salvation, lest they slip from us. But help us to be mindful of our duty and our purpose on this earth. And Lord, we pray that when you come, you will find all of us so doing, serving meat in due season. This we ask, O God, and continue to be with us. Let not your presence depart from us, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and keep us until we meet again. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Ricardo, you know, our brother also. A husband, sister Samantha, a son, a cousin, a nephew. We just want to thank you for letting the Lord use you again this evening or this night to bring this vesper message to us. May the Lord continue to bless you. As in Job chapter 36, starting at verse 11 says, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall be without knowledge.
Let us obey the Lord in love. Let us obey, not because these things are going to come upon us, but because we love the Lord, we obey. We want to obey him, our creator, our redeemer, our elder brother, our high priest, our Lord of Lord and King of King. Again, thank you, my brothers and sisters, for joining. May the Lord truly bless you. Have a good night. Happy Sabbath. May you be found in the Lord, and may you be faithful always, and may you sow beside still waters. Amen. And share the gospel with each and everyone, and do not be ashamed of the gospel, so that Christ will not be ashamed of us, and he will be able to confess our name before his Father. Amen. Blessed Sabbath. Thank you.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, his child and forever I am. Redeemed, and so having Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, his child and forever I am.
I think of my blessed Redeemer, for I cannot be silent, his love is the theme of my song. Redeemed.